After looking at your picture this morning you posted, Julie, of Mr. Waylon Wirtz in one of his gourds, I thought, man, and I need to go back and read your blog because you guys always put an article, facts about whatever commodity, because I'm like, what would you eat that in? Well, the first fact about gourds that you have posted is most gourds are not edible.
Yep.
Yes, that's on Fill Your Plate. We posted it on that one. That's our customer Arizona Family Facing website that talks all about food and recipes from our farmers and ranchers and fun stuff like that. And we have the most recent article is Fun Facts About Gourds. And, of course, we feature the Wirtz Gourd Farm that, again, you can find on the internet. So the other thing that I wanted to ask Waylon about is I recall the last time we had a conversation, you said that your wife has influenced a lot of pretty cool things as it relates to the farm and the gourd. So tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I may have started this in 2001, but Leah, my wife, the business wouldn't be what it is without her right now. She's helped me and taken and ran with it and built the website, currently runs it. In fact, I met her at a gourd meeting, a crafting meeting back in 2003, and the rest is history. So we both kind of knew what gourds were and how to work on it. And so the two of us, we just make a perfect team as far as being able to run this business. And now with this pandemic in full swing, she's been thinking outside the box and really working on coordinating some classes at the farm with some of the various teachers around the area as well.
You met her at farmersonly.com, right?
No, I think we probably could have started that website, but yeah, gourdcrafters.com, who knows? But yeah, it's been a fun venture with her, and we've got three of the best-looking kids I could ever imagine. And yeah, even with the pandemic, life is good.
There you go. So is she an artist? Is that, I mean, obviously
is,
that's
yeah.
Right. Okay. And
She's been a great artist from the get-go. And, you know, some of her outside-the-box thinking is just really cool and seeing what she creates.
And I've noticed there for a while, and I'm sure you're probably still doing on Facebook, she was having these, I don't know if they were video captured prior or if they were lives, but she would kind of have some discussions, crafting classes, stuff like that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, she tries to do it, but it gets kind of challenging when you have three kids at home and you're trying to do that. So we haven't been able to do it as much as we like to, but it is in the future. And you know, hopefully we'll be able to keep doing some more lives as we carry on with everything.
And your children are pretty little. Your oldest son, I think he's, is he 10 yet?
Almost. He'll be 10 in February. And Sadie, our middle one, she's 5 and Gunner's 2. So she's got her hands full when I'm at the farm, you know, doing what I need to do to keep the business going. But her job, I think, is about 10 times harder than mine.
One of the classiest pictures that we have is of your middle child, your daughter, standing right next to one of the gourds that's literally bigger than her. She was, of course, pretty little at the time and is still pretty little, but it's just, it's another family affair. It's another family farm. One of the statistics here in Arizona that more than 95% of our farms here in Arizona are family owned and operated. They might be incorporated. They might even be large. Think of Hickman's Family Farms. They have 10 million laying hens daily, producing fresh eggs for us daily. Well, they're incorporated. They would be classified as a large farm, but it's family owned. So you guys can say the same with what you're doing. And it truly is a family affair if Leah is kind of helping you with your marketing and getting out there and having art classes and all that kind of fun stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the one thing that I sure am proud of with this whole Wirtz family is, you know, we have larger Wirtz farms, we have smaller Wirtz farms, but we all get together. We all love doing what we do, and hopefully this, you know, we can keep this whole farming thing going for generations to come. But, you know, with looming water shortages and everything, we just don't know, but every day we try to make the most out of it.
That's pretty neat. Well, and, you know, we've been talking a lot about gourds. Of course, that's our commodity for it, but we know that you can use them as a medium for art, but what else can you use gourds for? Are there any other utilitary uses that are more specific than what we're thinking of?
Oh, absolutely. You know, gourds have been grown for, you know, thousands of years. And originally they were just grown for food storage, water storage, utensils, because you're basically growing this hollow vessel that works perfect for, you know, storing stuff in. And the main thing that people really like, especially in this area with gourds, is when you put water in them, they sweat. And so even when it's 110 degrees out, your water inside this gourd that you could then drink out of stays at room temperature, because with the evaporation, it's keeping that water inside of it cool. So it was the perfect vessel for all kinds of things throughout history. And, you know, people have always kind of maybe scribed on them or decorated them a little bit. But within the last 50 years, it's just become a huge art medium that's like carving or painting or wood burning wood. And you just see some tremendous art forms getting put on the shell of these hard shell gourds.
Now, Leah is doing some of her own artwork on gourds. Is she marketing any of that as an art piece to sell, or is she mainly focusing on the art classes?
She focuses on the classes, but when she gets a free minute, she does like to dabble in doing her artwork. But like I said, again, you know, with three kids, you're kind of limited on time as far as what you get to invest in. But you almost have to look at it from our standpoint too, is we do a lot of our artwork and projects to give people ideas, because our business is made in selling the dry gourds.
Sure.
And the dry gourds, they can range from a couple dollars to $20-$30 each, depending upon their size. But without ideas, a lot of times people are kind of lost, like, well, what do I do with that now? And so we need to give people ideas what they can make with them. And that's what she's constantly trying to do, is give people ideas.
And how many varieties are you growing?
Currently, we're growing about 35 on purpose. And when I say on purpose is, again, we accidentally create varieties from time to time that we may have that particular year, but sometimes may never see again. And throughout the years, we're currently growing between maybe 600,000 to 900,000 gourds a year now.
Whoa.
And it, you know, everybody sees something different, from little Christmas ornament sized gourds to gourds that you can't fit your arms around that weigh, you know, 150 pounds when they're green. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, every day is always unique and fun because you get to see so many new creations.
Well, and if you are growing that type of inventory per year, that also means those gourds are moving. Now, I understand you do have them and they store forever, but obviously mm-hmm. they're moving if every year you're producing that much. I'm just waiting for Romy to ask some numbers question, because I think he likes math and he always asks it. But you said 600,000 to 900,000 every year?
Yeah, it depends upon the acreage. Last year we did 40 acres of gourds, and between the little gourds, big gourds, and everything all said and done, it was right at about a 900,000 gourd harvest.
Wow.
Now, obviously, we don't move that many each year, but we do move a couple hundred thousand each year.
Wow.
And then the beauty of it is, I've been doing this 20 years now, we don't have any wholesale accounts. We move everything strictly through the farm, people stopping in, buying what they want. We move everything through our website, people just buying here and there.
Wow.
But our festival, which we'd normally have, our festival alone would move between 50 and 60,000 gourds just in a 3-day period.
Wow.
So that, you know, kind of hurts this year not having it, but we'll still be okay. But yeah, I never thought it would get as big as it is, but I am super happy that it did. And I'm always joking with Leah and the family about creating a 6th C for Arizona. And
oh.
For those of you that are familiar, you know, our 5 C's, copper,
right.
Cotton, citrus, climate, cattle. Well, I think we could have accidentally created a 6th in craft.
And Romy just smiled when you said that.
Craft.
So yeah, craft. So that could be the 6th C in Arizona for us.
So Rosie on the House listeners, for all of you that are budding artists, just because they're not having their gourd festival just this year alone, you need to get on the website and or visit the farm, because you have to maximize on your artistic value, right? How, you know, you have told me a little bit about working with the public, and we ask any of our direct market or retail farmers where the customer can come to your farm. What are some of the interactions? Like, what's been your most popular question, and what's been unique to your farm in working with the public, especially when they come on to the farm?
You know, the first thing I say when people come to the farm is there are no dumb gourd questions. And we hear it all. You know, the most popular one, I think we mentioned earlier, is are gourds edible? There are a few varieties that you can eat, but for the most part, no. I think I'd rather die than have to eat a gourd. So that's a real popular question we get asked. The other one is, how many gourds do you grow? How many varieties are there? And what's the farthest place you've shipped gourds to? You know, certain things like that. But
furthest that you've shipped your gourds from Arizona?
A long time ago, we had an order come in from New Zealand. And but since then, paperwork, customs, and everything, I really just, you know, keep shipping to all 50 states and not out of the country. It's too much of a hassle for me to do that. Although I'm not going to rule it out in the future, but just shipping to different states is the easiest to keep going. But like I said, we hear it all, and it's always fun, and everybody thinks they're asking a dumb question when in reality they're not, because there's not a whole lot of gourd farms in the U.S. It's such a labor intensive product. Not a lot of people like to venture into it, and, you know, have to be stuck at their farm or home selling them throughout the year too.
Well, and isn't that one of your claim to fame, is you're one of the largest gourd farms in the United States, or what's the,
I think as far as the quantity of gourds that we produce each year, that I believe makes us the largest in the country. There are some other farms that might have a little bit more acreage, but we have really learned to maximize how many gourds we can grow per acre. And, you know, with our growing climate, we can really get some nice efficiency.
We know about gourds not being edible, but Julie and I were discussing one of my favorite ones, and that's butternut squash. Have you ever thought about now that would be a gourd, correct?
Well, the gourds are a member of the cucurbit family, just like squash, melons, cucumbers. So a butternut squash is a squash, not really a gourd, but butternut squash we grow in our little, you know, family garden, and they grow like a weed here in Arizona, and along with some spaghetti squash and stuff we do as well. And every once in a blue moon, you can actually get some squashes that will cross with the gourd, and you would have the most bitter tasting, you know, food you can imagine.
I can imagine. So give us the website one more time.
Sure. You can come and visit us at wurtzfarm.com. That's WURTZFARM.com.